Hello, James. Can I come in? Is that okay? Do you mind if I sit on the bed again? Thanks. I hope you don't mind me intruding upon you again. I was just wondering. Well, I guess I'm just checking up on you after what we spoke about last time. After our little chat about the wet dreams you were having and masturbating. Is it okay if I put the bedside lamp on? It's a cloudy night tonight and there's no moon shining in. Is that okay? There, that's better. If I just twist the lamp that way. There, it's not too bright, is it? I hated the idea that I was scaring you, coming into your room again when it's all dark. I don't like the dark either. James, is it okay if I lie down next to you again? I won't get under the covers. I hate talking down to you, James. And you look a bit like a scared bunny rabbit caught in the headlights. Thanks. Easier for me to lie down next to you like this, too. It can be embarrassing for me to talk about this type of stuff, too. It's easier if we can both look at the ceiling as we talk. James, the laundry maid was in the staff room today during break time and mentioned that there were no stains on your pajamas or sheets anymore. Mrs. Kelly says this is normal. She says that as soon as a boy finds out how he can touch his penis in a special way, masturbate, then he usually empties his testicles with sperm every day so he has no more wet dreams at night. And this is a good thing. It's totally normal for a boy to do this. So, do you, James? Do you masturbate your penis every day now, James? I know you're a bit shy about this, so just nod or shake your head. Good. That's good, James. And James, do you ever masturbate your penis more than once a day? Good. It's good that you do this, James. You should. As long as you're in a safe place, like your bedroom right here, rub your penis until you ejaculate every time you feel the need to. It's nothing to be ashamed of. When you notice that your penis gets big and hard, it's healthy for you to rub it until you squirt out your semen. And I've noticed that in my class, you're paying better attention, James. Mrs. Lemon says that you're doing better in her classes too. She said that since last week, you suddenly better at equations. Mrs. Kelly says this is normal. If a boy regularly masturbates himself, then he's carrying around less sperm in his testicles, so he finds it easier to concentrate. So, if you masturbate and make yourself ejaculate as often as possible, then it's good for your education. Also, if one of the older girls gets hold of you, well, there's less chance of them making you have sex with them if your testicles aren't full of sperm. And this is a decent, respectable school, James, with a good reputation. We don't want one of our students to get pregnant. And James, mostly I came to see how you're getting on with, masturbating yourself now that I've showed you how. But I also wanted to check that. Well, last week when I came into your room, I was worried about it. You see, the teachers all thought someone needed to show you how to make yourself ejaculate. And I didn't really mind doing it. But afterwards, I worried a bit. You see, it's the type of thing that a young boy might not mind when it's happening. But afterwards, he might get a bit angry about. You're not angry at me, are you? You promise? That's such a relief. James, is it okay if I get under the covers again? I promise I won't do anything without asking you first. Thanks, James. I'm not really that cold. I just wanted to get a bit closer to you. And I thought it might be easier for you to ask me any questions you might have if I was cuddled up next to you. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing a long, tight t-shirt. That would be totally unsuitable if I were to wear it while teaching you. It's what I wear when I go to bed. Don't worry, I'm wearing panties too. I just thought you might feel a bit less vulnerable if we were both wearing our bed clothes. I understand that it's a bit of an embarrassing subject matter for young boys, and I really just want to make things easy for you. Do you have any questions about your penis or masturbating? Are you sure? If you do, please don't be embarrassed. Well, okay, but if you ever feel that you do, please come and ask me, James, okay? And like I told you last time, masturbation is perfectly normal. It's nothing to be shy about. Everyone does it when they get sexually aroused. Now, James, when a boy learns how to make himself ejaculate and have an orgasm, he usually starts off by getting himself aroused, and then when his penis is hard and big, taking hold of it and then rubbing it as fast as he can till he squirts out his sperm and gets that good feeling. Now, there's nothing wrong with this method. It's just, over time, he learns that there are better methods of getting an ejaculation. And he can use these methods to have bigger ejaculations, and the feeling he gets as he emptied his testicles will be even better. James, if this were a normal school with lots of other boys around to talk about these things, then you probably have learnt these methods by now. But as this is an all-girls school that you inexplicably happen to be the only boy attending, you're perhaps a little behind in your awareness of your own sexuality. So in the staff room, it's decided that perhaps I could come and show you, and maybe, if you want me to, show you how to make yourself ejaculate even better than you're used to. James, is your penis hard right now? I thought it might be. And that's all right, James. I like the fact that your penis gets hard just because I'm in bed next to you, talking about masturbation. And I'm sure that most boys your age would have an erection if an older woman was in bed with them talking about this sort of stuff. And James, I'm a little turned on myself, you know. I like being close to you and talking and thinking about your penis makes me a little bit excited. But please don't worry, James. I haven't come here to make you get your penis get hard and then make you put it into my vagina. I promise. I'm your teacher. And if I made you have sex with me and you squirted all of your sperm, inside of me, that would be a flagrant violation of the professional teaching ethics. But just make sure you don't let any of the other girls in the school make you have sex with them either. You're a good looking boy, you know, and I can understand why lots of girls at this school are curious about you. But even though we can't have sexual intercourse, I think it would be all right, seeing as though you've learned to ejaculate already, if I masturbate you so that you know how to have a deeper and more powerful ejaculations. James, I'm going to throw the sheets back. Is that okay? James, please don't look so worried. This doesn't have to happen at all. If you really don't want it to, then I need you to shake your head. Well, I'm going to assume that you want it to happen. Don't worry, you're in safe hands, I promise. There. It's not so cold tonight, is it? And you're popping out of your pyjamas. I didn't actually get to see your penis last time. James, you have a nice penis. And it's big for your age too. And you're dripping so much pre-cum. That's good. It's good to let yourself drip out as much as possible. James, please don't blush. It's natural. James, can you feel my breast pressing against you? James, look at my breasts. It's okay. Notice I'm not wearing a bra. James, can you see how big and hard my nipples have gotten? You see, you're big and hard, but you're making my nipples get big and hard. So we're both a bit sexually aroused, James. Neither of us should feel embarrassed. James, I'm going to unbutton your pajama top now. Now I'm going to expose your chest. It will make it easier to clean up the semen when you ejaculate. You've got a nice body, James. God, your penis is throbbing. You're drooling so much pre-cum. Okay, James, will you lift your hips so I can get your pajama bottoms down? Good boy. That's it. James, you're such a nice penis. If I was your girlfriend instead of your teacher, I'd just put it in my mouth right now and suck all that pre-cum until you ejaculated, then I'd swallow your sperm too. But that might be a bit too intimate for someone who only learnt about having an orgasm a week ago. And I really ought to show you how to masturbate so you can maximise your ejaculations. Now, James, would you feel comfortable taking your erect penis in your hand and showing me how you make yourself squirt? That's a definite no, I guess. That's okay. Most young boys don't like the idea of masturbating in front of someone. James, you're panting. You don't think you're about to have an orgasm, even though you're not being touched. I think you should. I think it would be a good idea, if you're so turned on, to just squirt out as much sperm as you can right now. And then I'll make you hard again and show you how to masturbate properly. Go on, ejaculate for me. Be a good boy. Can you feel my nipple against you? See, that's what your throbbing hard penis does to me, James. It makes my nipples so hard. And it makes my vagina moist. And after last time, James, do you know what I did? I went back to my room and I masturbated and I thought about you and your young boy's penis, James. And later when I leave here tonight, masturbate again. Please let me see you come. Please come for me, James. You don't mind me kissing your ear, do you? It's just that seeing your penis makes me want to kiss you. The sight of it all hard with its slit just glistening as it dribbles out. River of Precum. James, I'm going to have to reach down for feel your testicles. I'm going to squeeze them gently. Just massage them. I want you to ejaculate for me, James. James, I haven't seen a cock for over a year. And I haven't seen a man ejaculate for even longer. Please let me see your cum. Balls are so tight and heavy. Let it all out. That's it. There we go. Good boy. Fuck, that's a lot of cum. Keep pumping it out. Keep pumping it out. There we go. That's a good boy. Wasn't that good? God, James. You got your cum everywhere. All over the walls. All over the pillows. Don't worry, I've brought a flannel again. Just lie there and I'll wipe it up. But seriously, that was really good. Thanks for letting me see that. Just lie still and let me wipe up the sperm that went on your chin. Did any go in your mouth? Some boys hate that, but don't worry. If it did, it won't mean you turn into a gay or anything. Just mopping your navel. There we go. And now I'm just going to milk out the last few drops of your penis. I hope I didn't make you feel uncomfortable when I told you that I masturbated after my visit last week. I didn't, did I? Good. I'm glad. It's just that you're a very good-looking boy. And, well, it's a bit dull round here at night. And as this is a Christian school, they wouldn't approve of me bringing boyfriends around to stay over. So now you've ejaculated. Is it okay if I keep massaging your penis? Just keep rubbing it like I am now. I don't want to let it go soft. I just want to keep rubbing so your penis gets as firm and big as it was a moment ago, and then I'll wank you off. I'll keep wanking until you come again. Is that okay? I thought it would be. Good boy. And your cock is getting hard again. It's almost as hard as it was right before you ejaculated. James, is it okay if I take my t-shirt off? Thought it would be. There. And now I'll keep rubbing you, making your penis hard. You can look at my breasts if you want. I've seen you looking at them when I'm trying to teach you. That's okay. Most men do. They are big, aren't they? Bigger than the rest of the girls in your class. Can't believe your cock's hard again. That's very impressive. Most boys, when they ejaculate, their penises then go soft. When you get married, your wife will be a happier woman. Now, I'm going to grip it firmly at the base and slowly bring my hand up. And then slowly take my hand down again to the base, but not gripping it quite as firm on the way down, making the head of your cock swell. That's it. Let yourself get as hard as possible. Just relax. And now the hand goes up again, so the foreskin goes over the head of your cock. And then I'm pulling it down again. Notice I'm not going very fast. Most boys stop pounding away until their hand becomes a blur and they squirt. But it's much more pleasurable to do it slowly. Like the way I'm doing. At least to start off with. Now I'm pulling back so the head of your penis swells. And I'm going to hold it there for a minute while I gently massage your testicles with my fingers. James, even though you've ejaculated, your testicles are still heavy and big. They're hanging a little looser now and I can really feel the weight of them. I think you should masturbate even more often than you do, James. I'm going to mention it to the school nurse and see what she thinks, but I'm sure she'll agree. These balls are so big and need to be emptied as often as possible. Now, as I hold my hand around the base of your penis and gently tickle your testicles, I want to see if you can drip out a bit of pre-cum for me. Could you do that, please? You see, you should never come without dripping out at least a bit of pre-cum. And the more pre-cum you drip, the better it will be when you ejaculate. So, please will you start pumping it out? It's healthy for a boy to pump out as much pre-cum as possible. There we go. That's a good boy. Now I'm going to grip a bit firmer now and bring my hand up. See how much pre-cum comes out. That's good, James. And my hand comes back down to the base. And I'm just going to hold it there. And I want you to try and force out as much pre-cum as you can. James, no! You can't do that, James. James, if it was up to me, I'd love you to do that. But if anyone found out that you put your hand down my panties and touched me there, I'd be in a lot of trouble. It's okay if I teach you how to make yourself ejaculate in the best way possible. But if you made me have an orgasm, and if you touched me there, I would. Then it would be wrong. But I suppose it would be okay if you put your hand against my vagina, as long as you kept it outside of my panties and just hold it there and don't start moving it about. Okay, just like that. Keep your hand still and I'll keep my hand still. James, you get so wet. Can you feel how wet I am too? Do you mind how hairy I am down there? As you get older, you'll get more hairy too. And maybe on your chest as well. No, keep your fingers still. Keep your fingers still and pump the pre-cum out of your young penis. Pump out your pre-cum. James, you're getting so wet, and well, I think I should start wanking you harder now. I think you'll be able to ejaculate better this time, James. When you come, if you want, you can come over me. Would that be okay, James? That way you won't feel embarrassed, and I don't mind. Keep masturbating you then, harder and faster now. And when you're about to come, I'll point your penis so you squirt over me. But I want you to come a lot, James. I want you to squirt and squirt and squirt. I want you to ejaculate so hard. Will you do that? When a girl to watch a boy shoot out his sperm as she masturbates him.
She likes it. If he lets a lot of seeds spurt out, it shows a girl how much a boy likes her. I want you to blast me in gum, and I want each word of gum to be a long stream. I want you to show me what a big boy you are. Your balls are getting tight again. I can feel them pulsing. Can you feel me getting wetter? James, I wanted to take longer wanking you off, but I need you to ejaculate now, right now, because you've got me so aroused that I need to go back to my room and make myself come. Can you feel how wet and open I am? Please come for me. I'm wanking you off as fast as I can. You're close, aren't you? James, get on your knees. Kneel on the bed. No kneel zero for me. But in each side of my hips. That's it. I'll keep masturbating your penis. Like this. Yes, and that's it. Cock your hips like that. Like you're fucking. That's good. Cocking your hips. I want to watch your balls contract, and when you ejaculate, I want you to squirt your teenage sperm all over my breasts. God, I want your cock in my mouth so bad. Would that be okay, James? If maybe next week I visited you. James, if I visited you next week, after you've ejaculated a few more times on your own, would you let me put your penis in my mouth so I can drain all of your pre-gum and all of your teenage gum, and then not take my mouth away but make you hard again and make you ejaculate again and drain you dry? Would that be okay? Oh, you're close. Here we go. Be a good boy for me. Be a good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, my. You're coming so hard. Keep squirting it out. Keep squirting it out. That's it. Keep going. Good boy. Wasn't that good? Look at my tits. I feel like a painter's radio. I'm drenched in your sperm. James, can I put your penis in my mouth and just suck out the last few drops? Oh, James, I have to go. I have to get out of here right now. Really, really badly. Hope I don't pass anyone on the way back to my room. Some of the other teachers are a bit prudish. I wouldn't really approve if they saw me covered in a teenage boy sperm. Can you see how wet you made me? I have to go. James, can I kiss you on the cheek?